wonders. In the warmth that touches your heart. In the wind that brings joy to your soul. It's a calling which starts you on a journey. Awakens all of your senses. Smiles and laughter, embracing and welcoming. Your heart leaps. To a land that takes you in its heritage, in the richness of its culture, in the liveliness of its people.
Make all of this as moment here in the head of lesson, but we will just spend that time. Someone gonna make it was good to be, we just showed that line. Someone gonna find that's been a good thing, had gone so fast. Someone gonna you say it's major, nothing is ever less. I know. Nothing is ever left.
Welcome back to Sport World in Voice of Indonesia with me, Ray, bringing you the latest update from the world of sports, both national and international events. You can catch us on every Sunday on voinews.id. The first news in Sport World comes from the world of golf, where Huang Yuna has successfully won the Indonesia Women's Open 2025. South Korean golfer Huang Yuna has claimed victory at the Indonesia's Women Open 2025, outplaying Cho Jung-min, who led the second round. The final round took place at Damai Indah Golf in Bumi Serpong, Damai South, Tangerang, on Sunday. The first playoff, hole at hole 18 and a tie. But in the second playoff hole, Yuna sealed the win with the birdie, while Jungmin had to settle for a par. Meanwhile, Indonesia's Holly Victoria Halim put in a strong performance, finishing in the top 10. This tournament kicks off the Asia Pacific Circuit Series Tour 2025, a new tour aimed at developing women's golf in the Asia Pacific region. It replaces the Women's Asia Circuit and Ladies Asia Golf Tour, which have been discontinued. Moving on to the second sport update, we have the aquatic sport of surfing. Rio Waida faces tough waves at the WSL Pipe Pro Hawaii. Indonesian surfer Rio Waida had to deal with the strong winds and massive waves as he competed in the World Surfing League Pipe Pro in Oahu, Hawaii, USA on Monday morning, local time. In a short interview with WSL, Rio admitted that the conditions were just too extreme. He attempted to paddle out, but waves reaching 10 feet made impossible for him to surf. The Pipe Pro is the first event of the 2025 Championship Tour, featuring 36 of the world's best surfers divided into 12 heats. Rio is set to compete in Heat 8, going up against Japanese star Kanoa Igarashi and Australian newcomer Joel Foggen. He enters the 2025 season ranked 8th in the world, thanks in part for his runner-up finish at the WSL Fiji Pro in August 2024. Before we continue, let's take a short break while listening to this following song. Thanks for staying with me, Ray, on Sport World in Voice of Indonesia, and let's move to the world of football. PSSI chairperson Erik Thohir and his team traveled to the Netherlands as part of their team efforts to improve Indonesian football. While there, they meet with the official from the Dutch Football Association. Their visit included a trip to the KNVB campus in Zeist, where they held discussion with KNVB Secretary General's Gijs Desjong. Interestingly, Thohir also revealed that he has invited the Dutch national team to play a friendly match against Indonesia. However, this match won't happen anytime soon. Indonesia is still competing in the third round of the 2026 World Cup qualifiers until June, while the Netherlands is busy with the UEFA Nations League until late March. And we conclude today's Sport World with the ice skating, where the 2025 Asian Winter Games serve as a stepping stone for Indonesian athletes towards the 2028 Olympics. The Indonesian Ice Skating Federation believes that the Asian Winter Games 2025 will be a crucial opportunity for Indonesian athletes to prepare for the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles, USA. Most of these athletes are currently training abroad. Both Dwiki Eka Ramadan and Tasya Putri Permatasari are ice dance athletes in training in Turkey, while Arzan Mizan Putra Firdaus and Marfa Kayana Putra Firdaus are short track speed skating athletes in South Korea. Yovita emphasized that AWG will be a great test for these athletes before they compete at higher levels, including the Olympics. And that wraps up the edition for today's Sport World from Voice of Indonesia. I'm Ray. Thank you for tuning in and see you next week. Salam olahraga.
This is the time for the show. Flowers blooming on the ground. I walk a thin line on an overdrive, now ready to slow down. Once it comes to the sky, let's not go in the rain. I'm caught in high lights, no electrifying, no pain, no rain. Watch me, set the world on fire. Watch me, do it with no regrets. You can call me back, no regrets.
I am marked with words. Today, I'll tell you stories you've never heard. Find the bridge to my world.
Pacific Ocean. magical. The life of a tribe in sync with nature. West Papua's archipelago. Extremely rich sea life. Adorned with emeralds of islands. Sprawling, protected in front of the coast. The richest marine biodiversity in the world. Home to majestic phantoms of the ocean. Life in an amazing setting. Where Makarero greets guests. An amazing sea adventure. The best of fish. And travel in style and comfort. Is always only a short trip away, always reminding us life is beautiful, amazing cultures, and lovely sea. West Papua, wonderful.
Hati bila 난 마무 맛이 아쿠 그렇다냐 알아가기 하디냐 While I'm sitting here 기린다
전이야
마음도 감아다 하지
In North Sumatra, people live colorful lives. And nature continues to fascinate both the locals and visitors from all walks of life. A delightful escape. With a sense of adventure. In the hidden paradise of Sumatra. Experience the awesome nature. Understand the connection to ancient cultures, like dancing for ancestors, a colorful tradition, joyful yet also potent. Mystifying rituals. Proud people of the mountains. At the coast and in the cities. Remarkable diversity. A bustling city. A multicultural mecca. Peaceful harmony. Incredible culinary. Astonishing wood carving. This is North Sumatra. also the people. Friendly faces and genuine warmth. Wonderful Indonesia.
The Land Above the Clouds is the nickname of Dieng Valley in central Java. This valley has a main tradition held annually that features cutting off dreadlocks on children as part of the Dieng Culture Festival. They are not ordinary children. They had the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had high fever, and their illness was not detected medically. The next day the dreadlocks appears on their head, and it can only be cut with a long sequence of rituals, where the whole villagers have their own parts.
Ya, kalau yang minta kan gembelnya ya. Gembelnya kalau orang tua kan kaya itu yang minta apa kentut satu kantong plastik sama telur puyuh satu itu orangnya kaya. Dan kan disuruh teman-teman minta mobil, minta enggak harusnya minta kentut untuk mainan gini loh. Buat mainan katanya. Nah, enggak saya sampai kesorot dua kali saya tanya ini. Enggak bela-belo itu minta kentut sama ibunya buat mainan gini udah. Yang minta gembelnya bukan anaknya, bukan gembelnya yang minta. Kalau gembel itu enggak bisa dilubah.
Our journey to Dieng village in Banjarnegara Regency, Central Java was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta until we reached in Dieng. With a scenic winding road with a green potatoes plantation and beautiful residents along, made it worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon Dieng village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of Dieng children, who are called Anak Bajang. But why does cutting dreadlocks need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
Karena kalau anak gembel itu kan titipan dari Dewi Roro Runcie dari Samudro.
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Roro Runcie from Kidul Sea. She gave it to Kiai Agung Kaladete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidul Sea. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
Silarung air yang mengalir ke Samudra Kidul dikembalikan yang menitipi supaya tidak gembel lagi.
For many years, Basumanto had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. The Anak Bajang are believed to be special children of Dieng, who bridge our reality and the unseen reality.
Karena filosofinya adalah anak gimbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kehendaki itu.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gifts from God. The young people believe that God always entrusts anything He will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping them. We also believe our ancestor, Tumenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flow into the Southern Sea. It is because the past believed that the hair also belongs to the god. The Javanese must have goodwill and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return learn it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Karena harus punya tata krama. Ketika mempercayai bahwa kita dipinjami barang melalui perantara, alangkah baiknya pengembaliannya juga melalui perantara sehingga tidak miskomunikasi, ataupun akan lebih baik bahwa yang menjadi perantara juga kita hargai. Itu seperti itu.
Ali Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way, without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual pencukuran rambut gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atraksikan puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara Napak Tilas. Napak Tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pelestarian lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, tokoh masyarakat yang terlibat dalam Napak Tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah ke satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya. Karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini Napak Tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjalin secara harmonis. Nah, selain memang hubungan dengan Sang Pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa, mohon maaf, kami tidak menyembah tempat, tetapi kami menghargai tempat, karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernafas, pohon bernafas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Itu seperti itu. 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, itu jalan kaki, dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures involved will visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, to visit a sacred water spring, we survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders did the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be paraded on a carriage across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon village area to Suharto Witlam or Dharmasala, because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be carried again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another gratitude banquet called Pingalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event. Since we prepared a banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the gods for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But The last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Jamat, anak-anak gimbal. Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya. Apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya itu semua dibersihkan. Maka diharapkan juga memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi biasanya.
Hair is a crown for a human, especially women. It may coincide with the fact that most Bajang children in Dieng are female. The Bajang children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Arita from Wonosobo. Since 2 years old, she had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Dieng village. She also asked 2 goats.
Arita
herself wanted the dreadlocks cutting in Dieng since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats.
Wishes are specific, such as 1 quail egg. The egg must be 1 and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a cart full of Bajang children's wishes. There was also another cart with 4 colored tumpang. Tumpang is a cone-shaped rice dish with 5 dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau tumpang robjong itu bawa rambut gimbal itu kan seperti padi contoh itu. Nah, jadi ada gembel padi, ada rambut gimbal.
So, tumpang rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There is dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade. White means purity, that we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Bahwa kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, tidak usah nikang-nikung, kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau
itu simbol paling.
Itu yang berwarna putih, gitu.
Another detail about dreadlocks cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in Dieng Hill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual began, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight, preserving tradition when advanced technologies invading millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of Dieng people on the value of their tradition proves the tradition can coexist with modernization.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello VOI listener, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App. You are still listening?
Here's the news read by Ray. First, the headline. President Prabowo trusts Malaysia's probe into migrant worker shooting. Minister Sugiono highlights commitment to strengthen Indonesia-United Arab Emirates ties. And now the news in detail. The first news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto said on Thursday where he believes that Malaysia will conduct a proper investigation into the shooting of five Indonesian migrant workers by Malaysia Maritime Enforcement Agency officers in Selangor last week. He feared that the issue was discussed during his recent meeting with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur. A group of Indonesian migrants was shot at by APMM officers while reportedly attempting to leave Malaysia illegally through the waters of Tanjung Rhu, Selangor on January 24, 2025. One worker was killed and four others were injured in the accident. The Malaysian authorities claim the shooting happened when the five Indonesian migrant workers tried to resist arrest. However, the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs denied this version of events. The Ministry's Director of Protection of Indonesian Citizens, Judha Nugraha, emphasized that there was no resistance from the migrants. Based on the testimonies of the four survivors, who are currently being treated at Klang Hospital in Malaysia, two of the four injured Indonesians were in stable conditions when they provided a chronology of the shooting to representatives of the Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur. Hence, Nugraha said, Indonesia has demanded a thorough investigation into the shooting, including the possibility of excessive use of force by the Malaysian authorities. Moving on to the second news. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono reiterated Indonesia's commitment to enhancing cooperation with the United Arab Emirates by addressing and eliminating obstacles and barriers in their partnership. There are several obstacles and barriers in the partnership, especially